Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. I want to share with you some of the scriptures I was recently reading, and I was so blessed. And this is from Psalm 86, 9 through 12. And some of the verses, it says, "All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore." This is Psalm 86, 9 through 12. And some of these passages goes back over 45 to 50 years. I still remember as a young man in early days reading this passage in Psalm 86:11, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." When we come to know Jesus Christ, he gives us a longing and a thirst to know him. And what a God that he pursued us. He comes after us, seeking us and looking for us. In Luke 19, as he was passing by, he saw Zacchaeus on the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your home." Jesus is looking for a heart, a home, a local address. And Zacchaeus received him so gladly. And when I look at the Word of God given to us, let us dig into it. Let us draw from it. And Proverbs 25:2, it is said, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings to search out a matter." Let us ask the Lord, give us a hunger and a thirst to know him. Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. In Psalm 42, verse 1, it says, "A deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you." In Psalm 63, verse 1, it says, "O God, my God, early will I seek thee," a longing. And the same way God is longing for us. He's looking for us. He's waiting for us. And we turn to him, he is rejoicing. In Zephaniah 3:17, he says, "The Lord your God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will joy over thee with singing." What a privilege to know this Jesus. As we delight in him, we want to share this good news that people will know there's a living God looking out for them, and he has called us to be his servants, to represent him. Let us represent him in such a manner that they will want to know this Jesus Christ. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.